when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Darlings, it is me, yes, the GC, and I am in the mood for love. Welcome back to my podcast. Welcome back to my fabulous podcast where I will be talking Valentine's Day, timelines, weddings, and date nights. Plus, you've been sending me your amazing questions, which of course I'll be helping you out with. But first, I've got so much to tell you about my week. Darlings, it is never smooth in GC land. I've been busy, actually. I've been telling Mark that I want film and movie roles. I've been visualising that I am the next biggest actress to get a Golden Globe. I think seeing Jennifer Coolidge in White Lotus has made me realise I can have a massive movie career. I was born to be a film star. So I've been busy doing that this week. I have been really on my mission to, you know, it's always a tricky one as such an animal advocate. It's so hard, you know, because, look, I do like the odd bit of chicken and I do like, you know, a little bit of lamb sometimes and a little bit of steak. But at the end of the day, it's not sitting with my ethos. So, you know, I find that if we literally, you know, cut down and try and take maybe slower steps into getting to where we need to be. I mean, spiritually, I don't like eating meat. And this week, I have been on my mission to make sure that I have been eating more vegetable and plant-based, and I've succeeded. It's been amazing. And I've been constantly taking care of myself, you know, 2020 me. This is what I keep saying to people, that you have to do what you literally feed your soul. You've got to do what you need to do. You've got to feed your soul. You've got to feed your mind with the right nutrients. And I had a lovely visitor come and see me this week, bless her. And it was Chico's wife. I don't know if you remember. It's Chico time. X Factor days, absolutely love Chico. Well, years ago, I went to a juice camp with his wife, Daniela, and in my moment of starvation, because I'd been there for 3 weeks and I needed an avocado. I mean, it was like you asked for an avocado, Jesus. It was like you asked for a Big Mac. Oh, that's a funny story. I'll tell you that as well. It was so great to see her because me and Danny literally went through something together. She was going for knee surgery and, you know, I was in the early days of fame where people were demanding that I got slim and I'd basically have to go and do all this mad stuff, which I wish back in the day I would have told everyone to go spin on their own thesis, because I feel that the distress and the stress that everyone put on me in the industry, you know, I got to the biggest I'd ever been with all the stress of it all. And, you know, as a natural result, I'm still struggling now. So anyway, she come to visit me. You know, she is a dear person. And I had just a lovely afternoon. We drank tea. Some of her family were over from Serbia and they were big fans of mine. And, you know, I do loads of stuff that people don't see for people. And she rang me up. She was like, oh, can you speak to them? Can you do a FaceTime? I said, Dan, bring them around the house. So we came, we had some lunch, we drank tea and we laughed. And laughter is a fantastic medicine. So I caught up with Chico's wife. What else did I do? Oh, what else did I do? I went to London. I went to London, honeys. I have been back shooting my spring campaigns. And no crazy stories, actually. I managed to go a week without any crazy stories, which is unusual. But things come always like a bus with me. So I'm sure something crazy will happen. But it's been kind of nice just to like breeze through the week and get in the mood for love, because Valentine's is around the corner. Guys, it got me thinking, Valentine's is just around the corner. I feel like, again, it is a lot of pressure for people. You might be feeling down because you're not with a partner. You might be thinking you're less of a human being by not being in a relationship. Well, I want to tell you, it's all rubbish. Don't believe the hype. Be in love with yourself. That is the best Valentine's Day gift I can give you. And I do think, you know, Valentine's, listen, I'll be fuming if Remy doesn't get me flowers, because it is the one day of the year that you can shush it up. But it's not the be-all and end-all. And again, you know, I actually would be happy if he bought me some roses to plant in my garden. You know, again, we always get into the hype, and why pay double for roses when they're half price the next day? It's a rip-off. There's a cost of living crisis. I would respect any florist out there that sells roses at a reasonable rate. And I would urge the wholesalers to do something nice this year, spread some love for everyone, and don't rip people off. So I am hoping that Remy will, what could he do for me this Valentine's? Simple, a single rose, a bit of egg on toast. I'm happy with that. Maybe a foot rub and a bath run for me in the evening. Maybe he could sing me a song. I don't know, but it is fun to get amongst the Valentine's Day stuff. I have already bought Remy his present for Valentine's. It is a surprise. So I'll have to wait till Valentine's has been and gone, because it will come out in the press what I've got him. But I know he's wanted it for a long time. And bless him, he bought me some fabulous binoculars for my Christmas present, because he knows how much I love to watch birds. So Valentine's is coming, and it's 2 weeks actually until Valentine's Day, and I just want to say, don't put yourself on a timeline. Like, I pretty much, when I was at school, and I've said this to people, when I was at school, I never dreamed of being married. I never dreamed of having a white picket fence. I never dreamed of having a house. I never dreamed of having kids. So weird. But all my other friends, obviously I had other dreams. I didn't feel that that was a priority in my life. And it's so funny because, you know, I haven't got married. I haven't got children yet. And it's all going to come for me. And, you know, there has been this stigma, I think, for a long time that, you know, you leave school, you get a job, you get married, you have your kids and you live happy ever after. Well, that might be your happy ever after, but it might not be someone else's. You might want cats and dogs. You might want animals. You might want a goldfish, you know? And I just feel times are moving. I truly believe, you know, marriage will become a thing of the past. Let's face it, divorces are not cheap. And, you know, maybe it's all right if you're J-Lo or, you know, Ben and, what was her name? Angelina Jolie. But to the average person, it's not great. Then you've got to start again. And, you know, are we ever meant to love one person? You know, we are all souls and we have soulmates and people come into life at different times, you know, and trust me, there's different kind of loves. You get that obsessional love, you get that toxic love, and then you get the love that just gives you a bit of peace, and you'd settle for that any day of the week, trust me. So, you know, what I want to talk to you about is timelines. If you're feeling, you know, I was made to feel quite a lot that I was a failure because I hadn't got married. I didn't have children. You know, I didn't have a house by a certain age. And basically, darlings, that's because I was working on my career and I was doing me. And it was only when I kind of achieved all of that, that's when my love life came to me. And, you know, I've never really been that obsessed with men. Like, don't get me wrong, we all fancy. Oh my God, I got so excited to tell you, Channing Tatum invited me to his movie premiere in LA, but I can't go. Mark's got me on a job elsewhere. I was invited to party on a boat with him. That would have been my Valentine's Day come true. But what I'm saying is, I think I had quite a strong, well, I've got a strong mum. She never really sort of put that on me, that you need to get married, you need to have kids. Like, even now, my parents don't make me feel like less of a daughter. You know, I had that conversation with my parents where I feel like, you know, I can't get pregnant. I feel bad. Like, you know, I'm sure you want a grandchild. And obviously, you know, they've had my two nephews, and Tristan, we love him so much. Rami's son is like a new grandchild for them. And my mum and dad are like, Gemma, it's totally fine. Kids are not for everyone. It's not always easy. And like, I've never been made to feel it was my issues, and maybe like what you read or kind of what you're taught at school. And I hope the school system's changed, because, you know, not everyone is the same, and it's okay. So whatever your Valentine's is, you know, make it nice for you. And if you're not married yet, and even if you haven't got a date, if you have got a date, you know, can the man afford to pay these days? Cost of living crisis, hun. Do you have to go halves this year? Just do what makes it right for you. And then you'd probably get someone say to you, oh, well, that's not right, if he didn't put his hand in his pocket. Now, I get all of that. You know, just make sure someone's not freeloading off of you. But just what I'm trying to make the point of is whatever works for you. I'd quite be happy with some fruitellers. I love fruitellers. If Rami wrapped up some fruitellers, that's fine by me. If he bought me a big diamond tennis bracelet, I'd be very happy with that as well. But what I'm saying is, don't live your Valentine's, or don't get down on outside pressures or pressures that are put into the media or on TV, you know, and on Instagram. Yeah, Kim Kardashian, the Kardashians, Travis and Kourtney. I'm sure what he's going to do for Kourtney. They are love's young dream, them two. It's going to be amazing. And we will all live for it on the gram. But if someone just gives you a single rose or a bar of chocolate and tells you they love you, then that is the most important thing, you know. I know with me, what made me stick with Rami and decide that he was going to be a good life partner for me was when I got sick once. You know, it was only food poisoning. I'd been to have a chicken burger and, oh gosh, I had some mayonnaise. It was disgusting. Couldn't eat the burger. Was sick. Neurovirus on the floor, both ends. And he was such a gentleman. You know, he cleared everything up. He didn't make me feel embarrassed. And really, that is what love is. You know, love is having beans on toast with each other. You know, you've got to be connected. So for anyone that is going to be having a Valentine's, then lovely. If you're married or single, I do think, though, everyone should make the effort on that day. Doesn't need to be big. But if you're married, make a fuss of your wife. Make a fuss of your husband. Make a fuss of your partners. You know, make sure they feel valued. I think the real thing on Valentine's Day is feeling valued. And also for young lovers, it's a bit of fun. You know, we all love Cupid, and it's always a bit of fun. Tell someone you love them. Just have fun with it. You might be wanting to date someone. You've not had the courage to ask them. Well, get in contact with me. I will be doing shout outs on my podcast, and I will make sure that yous go on that date. But for anyone that hasn't got babies, you know, I get a lot of people that message me saying they had children at 45. Naomi had a baby at 50. There's time. I live in my time. Like, as you all know, I have many a theory on time. Is time even real? Who made time up? It's the most irritating thing ever. I don't wear a watch. I'm not interested. Don't tell me what the time is, hun. I am a relaxed, it's kind of, I don't live my life to time. You know, it's just when people are uptight about time, have a day off, hun, have a day off. But my ideal wedding, everyone asked me at the time, you know, sorry, everyone asked me a lot what my ideal wedding will be. And the truth is, one, I think, shall I get married in the woods and just do like a really pagan, earthy, mother earth, relaxed vibe in the woods? Two is, shall I have a real showbiz event, star-studded? And three, do I just go to Claridge's? And four, what would four be? What would four be? Don't really know. Not fault of four. Do you know what? And also, I don't know how I feel about marriage. I don't know if, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm just not sure. And if you're in doubt, do now. It's not that I'm in doubt with Rami, but I just know that life can have its funny twists and turns. And Rami's been married twice already. You know, I said to him, well, let's do it when we're 50. So that gave me a few more years. And he's like, well, he's going to be 50 this year. But you know what? We'll do it when the time's right. I've known so many couples. And I also think in life, you know, being a free spirit is a beautiful thing. You can be in love. You can commit to each other. Do you need a ring and a bit of paper? Says who? You know? And I'm not dissing the whole holy matrimony, or however you say it, holy matrimony. But literally, you know, my parents were of an era where they got married, they took their vows in sickness and in health. I think we're different in today's society, you know, and it's not a good thing. You know, there's nothing wrong with the old fashioned values and morals. But I just think the universe has changed, the world has changed, you know. I don't need to basically, as I say to you, conform to any kind of idea that's been put out there, you know, or kind of what you're told to do. I'm just me, hun.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Babies at a certain age, listen, it's amazing to anyone that can get pregnant and have children. It's always a beautiful thing. Someone asked me, what do I hate about weddings? I don't think there's nothing to hate about weddings. I mean, it's always a bit cringy singing Kumbaya, my love, in the church, but it's for a few minutes and it's fine. Date nights, what makes a good date night? What doesn't? Do you know what? A date night, I really like going to the cinema. I often say to Ram, let's go up to Selfridges, watch a film, get a little cheeky rocker after, you know, or just sometimes, like, I just don't think you can beat a cinema. You know, I get bored of all these champagne, lobster, you know, lunches and dinners. You know, for me this year, I really want to travel and I want to experience things. I'm hoping to massively, as a member of the RHS, go and visit some beautiful buildings and castles this year. So obviously, we are huge fans of White Lotus. And my ideal date night, if I was going to be really bougie and Remy had an endless bank account, I'd like a private jet to Taramina, where White Lotus was filmed. I've been to Taramina before, but I'm desperate to go back. And yeah, I would like him to do that for me. That would be the perfect date night. But just even, you know, sometimes it's just nice to shut those curtains, put your favourite tunes on, light some candles, and just switch your mobile off and be with each other. Now, guys, listen, get your Valentine's dilemmas or shout-outs into me. Make sure you do. GemmaPodcast8@gmail.com or Gemma Collins on Insta and TikTok. Now, Christina wrote in this week and said, how have people affected your life on social media? I am very kind of, I don't give a S-H-I-T what people think of me, Christina. That comes with age. When I was a bit younger, I probably was a bit bothered. You know, people used to troll me. I had a message on my phone. I was shocked. I was deleting messages on my phone because I thought, new year, new messages, because obviously it backs up in the phone. And I thought, oh God, I've got so many messages. I'm going to just start clearing them out. So someone had messaged me saying, you are one ugly fat bitch. If I see you in the street, I'm going to break your jaw. Now, obviously, I did contact the police because one, no one should be messaging that. And two, clearly that person's not in a sane mind if he's messaging that to me. Who else is he messaging it to? But one problem I have got, you report all of this to Instagram and they do nothing about it. Anyone that abuses Instagram or sends a bad, hateful, insightful message to someone or trolling should be banned for life, should not be allowed to use the platform. And I would love to see that happen in 2023. I am a positive person. If, you know, people's opinions of me, I really do not care. But probably in the early days when I was on TOWIE, you know, people used to say stuff more then. Yeah, it did have a negative impact on me. You know, them, what people say to you when you read it, it's so weird. You could just be cleaning your teeth or out having dinner and then words would swirl around in your head because they've hurt you. But do you know what? I pray for people like that. And I really hope they find their happiness, because what they're actually thinking and feeling is that something in your personality, your fabulous self, or your aura affects that person. It's a weakness in them. And it's for people that are trolls and are nasty that we have to wish them the most love and hope they find their peace, because they're the ones with the problem. So, Christina, that is how I deal with it. It hasn't affected me in later life, no, but it does affect me that the social media companies don't have a harsher stance on this and they don't ban people from doing it. Joanne asked me, how has falling in love changed your life? Do you know what? Basically, it's made me calmer. I'm saying that with a laugh because I'm still very focused. I'm still very work-driven. But yeah, it's definitely made me calmer and it's made me sleep a lot better because I used to get scared sleeping in the house on my own. But no, falling in love obviously brings out the softer side to me. It's not roses every day, honey. You know, you're deluded if people think it is. But I do love Remy and, you know, it's nice to know I've got a supportive partner. And as I say, you know, it's not all rainbows and sequins all the time. He had a little paddy the other day because I put carrots in his spag bowl. I'm like, hun, you do know who I am. You're lucky I've made you a spaghetti bolognese. I'm a busy woman. I don't know why I added carrots to a spag bowl. I swear people put carrots in spag bowl. He went all weird about it and like, just had a meltdown over it. I'm like, Ram, chill out. It's carrots in a spag bowl. They were so small. And what it was, Hayden was over and I wanted him to have his five a day. So I put carrots, tin carrots and peas in the spag bowl. I loved it. I mean, it weren't an authentic Italian spag bowl, but it was a GC spag bowl. So yeah, I suppose it's made me a bit softer. It's made me a little bit calmer. Yeah, and he's great to look at. So yeah, it's all good, darling. Now, if you want my advice next week, don't forget to drop me a message or a voice note on Instagram or TikTok. Now, guys, do get in contact because I'm going to be doing a big Valentine's Day special on the podcast where I dedicate it to you and your messages. You need to get in contact because the list, I bet, is going to be huge. Now, that was so much fun. I hope you've enjoyed today's Gemma Collins podcast produced by Pineapple Audio Production. And a final thought of the week is eat less meat. That is my final thought as I end this podcast. I feel great. I've not eaten as much meat this week at all. And I feel absolutely amazing. Don't forget to follow the podcast and leave me a lovely review and message or voice note me at Gemma Collins on Insta and TikTok and email me gemmapodcast8@gmail.com with your stories and questions and I'll answer them on the podcast next week. Go forth, be fabulous, share my podcast, please leave me a review. Let's get everyone listening to the Gemma Collins podcast and who knows, one day I could be running this country. Lots of love, guys.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.